You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The Bears finally fired Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. Tony, nothing can bring me down now.
Tony Kornheiser, how'd the Bulls do last night, huh?
They had a 9-game winning streak broken. You think that really tips the scales against Nagy and Pace being fired? Are you crazy? Bulls are still in first. We're the
Not
Bears.
Not for you. Not for you. You've been calling for that for 2 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Niners rise up against the Rams, the Dolphins fire Brian Flores, and the national championship game is 2.5 hours away. But we begin today with the near chaos in the NFL yesterday. Well, on last week, you called the possibility of the Chargers and Raiders tying and both making the playoffs fake news. You said it would never happen.
Time and again.
When all the dominoes fell in place. Pittsburgh beat Baltimore in overtime. The Colts were hammered in Jacksonville. And the Chargers and Raiders were actually tied in overtime with about 30 seconds left. Brandon Staley called a questionable timeout. And the Raiders picked up enough yards subsequently to kick a field goal and win. So, Wilbon, do you blame Staley for the Chargers being out?
Yes, but not because of the timeout called. He made nutty decisions to me all season long. I mean, there's one game against Kansas City where like 2 or 3 times. I mean, this guy, Tony, made decisions where I know that people think he's one of the bright young minds in all of football. And that may be, it may prove to be the case. They may win a championship before long. But, Tony, I don't have to wait till last night. You know, I had said weeks ago, what is he doing? And, by the way, what defensively was his team doing? He says they wanted to put their premium run-stop defense out there, and they couldn't stop 28 in a Raiders jersey from ripping off 4, 5, 6, 7 yards all the time. And the last carry he got is the one that made that field goal 47 yards instead of 54. So I blame him for his team missing the playoffs, but not for the reason most people will.
So I want to go to the background for a second to the setup, and I want to start with the fact that the biggest choke job of the year was the Indianapolis Colts.
No question.
I mean, don't tell me that they lost earlier in the year to Jacksonville. The playoffs are on the line. You have to win that game. That is a terrible loss. Pittsburgh, I'm going to give Roethlisberger credit, especially in the overtime on 3rd and 4th down passes. He was absolutely terrific, but he's done, Mike. We both know he cannot
throw the ball down the field
more than 10 or 12 yards. Yeah. So I'm glad he won his last 2 games, and now you can go home and feel good about everything. And now to the Raiders and the Chargers. Justin Herbert in the fourth quarter was sensational.
Yeah.
He made 6 4th down passing conversions for first downs and or touchdowns. He was absolutely tremendous. By himself, I thought he was going to win. I don't particularly blame Staley, but I'm going to get to something. I'm going to give you credit, Mike. For years and years and years, it doesn't matter who the coach is with the Chargers. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You said they take a nap.
They do.
They take a nap.
Yeah.
They lose these games and sometimes in excruciating ways, Mike.
Yes, the truth. By the way, if we're going to dole out some praise, and that's deserved, okay, let's dole out some criticism. Carson Wentz, Winsylvania. Wentz has got to be one of the best 50 players in the league. Carson Wentz attaches himself to losing. He didn't win the Super Bowl. Yes, he led his team there. He didn't win that game. And since then, Tony, you keep taking the chance. I don't mean you personally. But people, experts, former players keep want to roll with Carson Wentz. How's that looking now? Things look pretty good in the second quarter for your Super Bowl pick, Tone. The Rams were up 17-0 over the rival Niners in Los Angeles. And Sean McVay was 45-0 when leading at halftime. But not today, McVay. San Francisco battled back, pushed the game to OT. Robbie Gould made a field goal to put the Niners in the playoffs. Tone, what does this result tell you about the Niners? But more importantly, what does it tell you about your pick, the Rams?
Yeah, so I'll be brief with what it tells me about the Niners. I knew they were a good team, and I know that they own the Rams. Jimmy Garoppolo is now 6-0 against the Rams, and he played this game with half a thumb. Okay, he had half a thumb on his throwing hand in this particular game. So more importantly, as you suggest, what does it tell me about the Rams? I can't trust the Rams, Mike. I sat here on this show on Friday, and I said I thought they would win this game. I said they were heading into the playoffs, going in exactly the right direction. They'd won five games in a row. They were getting Cam Akers back at running back. You know, the stats you mentioned, they're up 17-0, 17-3 at the half. McVay's 45-0. And now he's 45-1 in that particular thing. And why? Matthew Stafford throws two picks. Mike, it's seven picks in the last three games. Yeah. I thought he was going to be the MVP. I'm backing away a little bit now. I said on this air, Mike, that if they lost this game, it would derail them because they needed this game for confidence in the playoffs. And I say I feel that they are derailed right now.
Tony, I don't think they're derailed because you mentioned having no confidence in them. Who you got confidence in? Huh? Seriously, even the Golden Boys team, Tom Brady's team, I don't even know who's going to be out there with them. They got so many guys hurt and out and departed, dearly departed. I don't have confidence in anybody. Who you got confidence in? You got confidence in the Cardinals? You got who do you want to pick? You got confidence in Buffalo with some of the losses they had?
I got confidence in the Packers hosting games.
Except
when it's going to be 10 below
they
zero.
They don't cash in on those. Because as great as Aaron Rodgers has been with his 27 MVPs, he got one. He's got half as many as Ben Roethlisberger. He's got a third of the number of chips to the Super Bowl as Ben Roethlisberger. So I ain't trusting the Packers. And granted, I may have a little, you know, grudge on. But Tony, I'm going back to that game. You apparently were not paying attention to Matthew Stafford for the previous 10 years of his career, like some of us in the Midwest, where we saw him six times a year. And I didn't know why you picked him to be the MVP, because there was nothing there in the previous years. He's a fine quarterback. I'd like to have him on my team all these years up until now. But you put a lot of confidence in him, and I don't know why you had it.
I will just say this, that you could say that the Rams are still okay because they host Arizona next week.
Yeah, they'll beat them.
But Arizona's 8-1 on the road, and they beat them 37-20 in L.A.
They're like
last
Cincinnati.
Time. So I don't
can't trust Arizona.
Don't have a lot
don't
of confidence. Yeah. The axe has fallen on a bunch of NFL coaches and general managers. Vic Fangio was fired yesterday by Denver after going 19-30. Today, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace were canned by Chicago. Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman are out in Minnesota. Nagy and Zimmer had winning records overall, though not this year. But the biggest surprise was the Dolphins firing Brian Flores. He won 8 of his last 9 games. He had winning records in each of his last 2 seasons. Wilbon, what do you make of this?
I don't know what to make of it, except it's the NFL. Brian Flores, really? His team responds like that? His team goes in the dumper. Most teams, if not all, 1-7, they're looking for time in Cancun. What are the Dolphins doing? I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what ownership there is ever doing. There have been a series of bizarre decisions in recent years. Now, that's Flores. And the Flores thing, it's just, I want to hear more to come out of there. I want to know what the players think of him, if they defend him, if they stand up for him. There's a lot I want to hear in the coming days about Flores in Miami. Yeah. The other situations, Tone, you can dismiss everybody. And some of those, they deserve to be dismissed. You know, I think the Bears, more than anything. I'm as glad that Pace has been dismissed as I am Nagy. Because Pace seemed to be the arrogant guy who thought he was God's gift to executive life in the NFL. And you say, oh, you got 8 years and you can't put together an offensive line? So there's some situations like Minnesota, clear them out too. I had no problem with that, even though Spielman might have been somewhat of a surprise. But, Tony, this is what happens the Monday after the final week in the NFL.
Yeah, we're still waiting to see what the Giants do with Joe Judge.
Fire him. They're going to can him,
we
too.
We know the GM announced that he was going to step aside and retire after this. Let me get to Flores for a second, because it is baffling to me personally how this could happen. I look at a guy who works for an owner that everybody says, the owner said, this is not my guy to move forward. I'm not on the inside, Mike. On the outside, Flores looked like the one guy who came out of the Belichick tree in New England who knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, then the owner also said, I'm not after Harbaugh. I'm not going to be the guy to take Harbaugh out of Michigan because he's a Michigan man, too.
Guy, yeah.
But if Harbaugh goes to the Bears, is he going to let him go to the Bears? Or is he going to wait for Harbaugh to call him up and say, I'm ready to go and I'm ready to work for you at this point? In Flores's case, in the owner's case, I look at the owner, Steve Ross, in the same way that I look at Shad Khan in Jacksonville. And I wonder, do these guys have a clue about what's going on in the NFL? Because I believe that Ross has been there for 12 years. They made the playoffs 1 year, Mike. They had three winning seasons, and Flores just had two of them.
And he had two of them. Fires them.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So that's why I want to hear more reaction coming out of South Florida. Maybe some players will now stand up for their coach, who they just played their butts off for. They did.
I'll tell you this. If you want to read reaction, read Greg Cody in the Miami Herald, because he crushes the guy. Let's take a break. Coming up, would you rather be Alabama or Georgia heading into tonight's national championship game?
And our thoughts on Klay Thompson's return to the court after 31 months away. He could have been hanging out with Tony in the attic. He's been gone so long. As a matter of fact, have we seen the two of you apart?
No. By the way, you want to give credit to people? Give credit to the Raiders. Give credit to the Raiders.
That guy deserves to stay there as coach. Don't want to hear Harbaugh's name in association
it's
with the Raiders.
It's on to Cincinnati, literally. Yeah. On to Cincinnati, where they can...
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We are hours away from kickoff of the national championship game between Georgia and Alabama. We are delighted to bring in our great friend from College Game Day, Mr. David Pollack. Look at him in a jacket and tie. Looks
formal.
Great.
Big
Let's
game.
Start with
Big
this,
game
David.
Night. Look,
Bryce Young had a great game when Alabama beat Georgia in the SEC championship. Probably won the Heisman because of that game. What adjustments do you expect Georgia to make for this game and the Alabama quarterback?
I think Bryce Young played his best game of the season. I think Georgia played their worst. I expect Georgia to be more aggressive. I think they've got a clear advantage in the defensive front seven over Alabama. They got to take advantage of it. They got to win more. And when they get there, they got to get them on the ground. But I think it's the individual matchups inside. It's Devontae Wyatt. It's Jalen Carter. It's Jordan Davis. I don't expect Bryce Young to play like this again. I think Georgia's defense will show you more what they're about in this matchup and make Bryce Young look a lot more human and make him have to work for great plays. Listen, he did it once. Can he do it against a great defense again? If I'm Georgia, I'm going to make him do it with a lot of pressure in his face.
Well, David, let's flip to the other side of the ball for a second. Other than guys just playing better, and we know that can happen, what, if anything, can Georgia do offensively that really should and can bother Alabama?
I think there's a couple things. One, I think they're going to run the football more to the perimeter. They ran the ball up the middle against Alabama. It's like beating your head up against the wall. I think you got to get on the perimeter a little bit more. Stetson Bennett, the quarterback for Georgia, he can really run, like 22 miles an hour on the GPS type of deal. I think he's a super athletic dude. I think he will run the football more. And I think you're going to see a bunch of quick passes to the perimeter, to James Cook, to Brock Bowers, to those guys, to Kenny McIntosh, getting the ball in the hands of those guys quickly and letting your playmakers go to work. Listen, Bryce Young has to go out and win the game. He has to go out, throw the ball a ton, scramble, make plays. Stetson Bennett has to manage the game. This is a team that's built around him so great, defensively, offensively, special teams. I think he's got to be a guy that gets first downs and doesn't make those critical mistakes. You turn the ball over, that's how you lose. He plays a clean game. Georgia's very much going to be in this and have a really good chance to win.
It's amazing. I want to change my mind now, but I won't. I've been leaning to Alabama because how do you not lean to Alabama? Wilbon, where are you leaning?
I know. David is so persuasive. You know, he's putting new thoughts in our heads. You know what? I'm not going against Nick Saban. I mean, this is – I'm looking at big picture here. All the things that David outlined can very much take place on both sides of the ball, and I'm still saying Nick Saban – like Bill Belichick, comes up with something, whether it's after halftime, whether it's fourth quarter, to help his team win this game.
We don't know anything. So we're turning to you, and you're a Georgia alum. Which way are you leaning?
Well, here's the thing. I can swing the pendulum back right to you guys now because best player in this game, Bryce Young. Second best player in this game, Will Anderson. Third best player in this game, Jameis Williams. Like this, these are guys that are all for Alabama. The best coach in the history of mankind coaching for Alabama. So there's a lot of things. I think Georgia, as a team, you go man for man, position grouping by position grouping, they got a great chance to win the ball game. But you got Nick Saban on the sidelines. You got the upper echelon of talent. If I'm Georgia and the recipe to win, I can't let Will Anderson wreak havoc. I can't let Bryce Young and Jameson Williams have that connection again. It's got to be to somebody else. There's got to be something to it's time, right? And you've had an opportunity. We've had four repeats of top five teams for national championships. We've had four. This will be the fifth. All of those rematches, guys, the team that lost in the first initial bout against each other won in the national championship. That's why I think Georgia will get it done today.
That's persuasive.
Thank you, David. Thank you, David.
Appreciate it, guys.
The national championship game airs at 8 p.m. Eastern. You know where? On this network. Let's take one last break, but still to come, could Novak Djokovic play in the Australian Open after all?
Yo, Tony, my family is from Georgia. Not happy with me right now. Ja Morant, he made a block to remember, a dunk to remember, and he rained doom on the Lakers last night. Doom on their heads.
David can convince me. He can convince me that Georgia will win. He can.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 58th birthday, John Bosa. The New Hampshire native played defensive end at Boston College and was drafted 16th overall in 1987 by the Miami Dolphins, where he played for three seasons. His elder son, Joey Bosa, played defense at Ohio State and was drafted 3rd overall in 2016 by the San Diego Chargers. His younger son, Nick Bosa, also played defense at Ohio State and was drafted 2nd overall in 2019 by the San Francisco 49ers. The Bosas are the second family to have three members drafted in the first round. The first, of course, is the Mannings with Archie, Peyton, and Eli.
And Tony, the Mannings could sort of break that tie, if you will. Young Arch, I mean, just a couple of years from now, he could be slinging it after coming high off the draft board, right?
He could. By the way, I think the Mannings went 2-1-1. That's pretty good.
That's crazy.
Happy anniversary, Auburn. On this day 11 years ago, Cam Newton and the number one Tigers beat Chip Kelly and number two Oregon 22-19 to close out a 14-0 season with the BCS National Championship. That season, Newton passed for 30 touchdowns and ran for 20 more. That was the fifth national championship in a row for the SEC. The SEC has won 11 of the last 15 championships. And when either Alabama or Georgia wins tonight, it will be 12 of the last 16. Alabama alone has six of those championships and is looking at seven.
Tony, there's no questioning the football superiority of the SEC. It's not even a discussion that needs to be had. The discussion is the rest of the country interested in this small sort of regional domination? I don't know that people in the Pacific and the mountain time zones or even parts of the Central are as enthralled with this as maybe some networks and the SEC, where football is king. I just wonder, we're going to see this play out over time, who and how many are interested.
That's why I think they should go to 8, give more teams a chance. Happy trails to Klay Thompson's absence from the NBA. While the play of the night in the NBA was John Morant's astonishing block on Avery Bradley, the biggest news of the day was Thompson's return after more than 2 years on the sidelines. Gratified by the ovation he received when introduced to the home crowd, Thompson took 18 shots, scored 17 points in 20 minutes, a rate of production that could make the Warriors even scarier. Thompson made a few threes, which was expected, but he also had a dunk, which reassured everyone he still has explosion. And afterwards, Thompson said, quote, "To know I can still do that and to be able to get to my shots and rise up and shoot, it is only up from here," unquote.
Tony, that was a scream out loud moment in my house. When Klay Thompson went up, you thought, he's going to roll this. He's not going to, oh my God, he flushed it. It's a scream out loud moment to see Klay Thompson make the move and come down and land in the same way or a similar way that took him out, you know, during the playoffs against Toronto. It was just thrilling to watch Klay Thompson. But Ja Morant, there's not nearly enough Ja Morant love out there, Tony. When this football season finally ends sometime in June, maybe we'll get to Ja Morant. He's a hell of a player.
And a bonus happy trails to Novak Djokovic's detention down under. An Australian judge declared that the government's decision to cancel Djokovic's visa was, quote, unreasonable. On the grounds that Djokovic hadn't been given enough time to speak with his lawyers or with Tennis Australia after being detained. Australia's immigration minister, Alex Hawke, will now decide whether to intervene or allow Djokovic to stay and play in the Australian Open, which begins next week. According to multiple reports, Djokovic remains unvaccinated against COVID, but claims he has had the virus twice, as recently as last month, and therefore he qualifies for medical exemption from vaccination.
Tony, Djokovic, for me personally, has gone from being annoying and maybe the greatest tennis player of all time, because in a short time, he may have the number and he may separate himself. So he's gone from annoying but great to somebody that seems a little sinister to me. And so I am suspicious of him now, and certainly will look for him to lose, whether it's lose late and embarrassing or lose early and just get out. But Djokovic is taking on a darker tone to me, whatever he's about.
Yeah, you know, my feeling about this is that he could have just announced what had happened to him personally. All right? Come clean about all of it and why he was applying for this exemption, so it's all above board. And what you're talking about then is out of play, because he seems like open and sunny at that point. And he didn't do that. And to my knowledge, he still has not done that. He still has not. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Rachel Balkovic will manage New York Yankees low A minor league affiliate. That's significant, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes, Tony. The first woman manager in professional baseball. Congratulations. Jets Hall of Fame receiver Don Maynard passed away at the age of 86. I know you remember him well.
I do remember him. He actually used to live in my building in Long Beach. He's very Texan, always wore his boots in the hallway. But he was on the Jets Super Bowl team, and he was one of Namath's favorite receivers. Great, great receiver. Cameron Smith won at Kapalua with a PGA record 34 under. Are you impressed?
Anytime you can shoot 65 on the final day and edge number one in the world, John Rahm, gotta be pretty impressed. The NFL Network reports the Browns plan to keep Baker Mayfield as their quarterback next season. Is that the right call?
Yeah, they have 1 year left before they have to make a decision whether to keep him for a big number or not. Let's see what he can do. Miami beat number two Duke at Cameron. didn't make the top 25. Defend your poll.
I'm not. The pollsters collectively look dumb on this. 13-0, 13-3, 5-0 in the league. Stop. Stop. Seriously.
Come on. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now we send it over to Sam Hunt performing his song 23 at the Capital One Music Stage.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.